This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladef. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladef, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very...
All right. San Diego Rabbi addresses Sydney prayer service on Skype. Incredible. What an inspirational man. And what a symbol of hope he has become.
Exactly. All of the above. So this was on Sunday night, so two nights ago. We had a very moving ceremony at the largest synagogue in the Southern Hemisphere, Central Synagogue. It takes over 2,000 people. And about 500 people turned up for a prayer service for San Diego for the shooting which took place there a week ago. And apart from the fact that it was a moving ceremony, in any event, we had a live Skype, which was then screened on a big screen with Rabbi Yisrael Goldstein, the rabbi from the Poe Chabad House in San Diego. And as you say, an inspirational guy, and just to be able to be hearing from him live, blow by blow, if you forgive the expression, on exactly what took place, how we confronted the terrorist, the gunman, and, you know, how he had words with the woman who tragically lost her life and spoke to her just seconds before. So it was very moving and very inspirational to hear from him, and talking about how he thinks now that he was saved, you know, when he so easily could have lost his own life. As we know, he lost a finger on one hand and was shot on the other hand. So the bullets obviously going in different directions. And the fact that he was spared, he has now taken as a mission to, you know, to embark, as it were, on a whole new chapter and talk about, you know, the need to be challenging danger and confrontation and etc. So very moving, and it was a very heartwarming service, ending with everybody singing, you know, Anim Amin, which itself was a very moving, very moving prayer.
Absolutely. Magenta Vidadom, leader in Australia for an international conference on emergency medicine. Tell us about it.
Also an inspiring story in a different way. As we know, Magenta Vidadom in Israel has tragically the world's greatest experience in dealing with mass casualties and emergency situations. So there's an international conference happening on emergency medicine in Brisbane, which is in the north of our country over here. And he's the vice president of MDA in Israel, Professor Eli Yaffe, and he's come to present there. But listening to him talk and telling us about some of the unbelievable innovative issues and developments which MDA have come up with. In just one example, you know, when there's a mass casualty, first of all, he showed me on his phone. The minute that anybody calls in an emergency, it doesn't have to go through a major headquarters who then finds out where the nearest ambulance is to send them. It's exactly like Uber. It immediately connects with all the medicycles and ambulances in the region. Amazing. And the quickest one will respond and get there literally within 3 or 4 or 5 minutes.
Unbelievable.
And then when they get there, then there'll be, you know, God forbid, there'll be a lot of casualties. How do they know who to go to first? So they've developed these, essentially they like bands which go around your wrist, like a wristwatch band, and which flicker into different colors. And the more serious the casualty, the more urgent the need for assistance. So the MDA person will see, ah, there's a pink one. Everybody stop what you're doing. Go to the person with a pink band. I mean, just mind-boggling
incredible
stuff.
Absolutely.
Which tragically, MDA has come up with, you know, as a world leader in this area.
Unbelievable. What a phenomenal, phenomenal organization. And finally, unfortunately, more anti-Semitic slurs in election campaigns.
That's right. So the federal election is going to be here on Saturday, 18 May. So we're talking 12 days away, week after next. And as the campaign goes on, so just yesterday, again, Julian Lisa, a Jewish current sitting member of parliament, had dollar signs gouged into his eyes. The day before, Josh Frydenberg, who's the current treasurer of the country, also strongly Jewish, had Hitler moustache swastikas painted on his posters. And yet another MP, Dr. Karen Phelps, the first ever Jewish female MP in the parliament, appalling anti-Semitic emails going around, again, that she's spreading disease, that because she's Jewish, she's entitled for Israeli citizenship, therefore is disqualified for being an Australian. Just appalling, disgusting stuff, and very sadly, you know, not what this country is all about, and yet is happening.
Unbelievable. Really, really sad. So much positive going on as well. Time is 6:21. That's Vic Aladev talking to us from Australia for the Australian Report.